Okay, it's November the 1st, and well, that night known as Bonfire Night or Fireworks Night to many people is coming up at the end of the week. And it's not just on Saturday that we're going to see fireworks. We are probably going to see fireworks. Well, we've probably already been seeing them. I know certainly where I am, they've been letting fireworks off quite profusely. But leaves a problem for our dogs. Now, to answer all of the questions to do with fireworks and anything doggy, of course, is Wendy Claxton. Welcome back, Wendy.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm just wondering when winter or autumn is going to arrive properly. The leaves are falling, but the temperature, it's definitely not autumnal.
No, it's extraordinary, isn't it? And I got ambushed by an enormous bumblebee. I've just come back from a walk. and this huge thing, I had to duck. I was clearly in its flight path. And it's just one, but it was big enough. Yeah, it's extraordinary. So they're all still floating around out there. And all sorts of extraordinary things that you wouldn't necessarily see. So be aware, you know, if the weather does continue and we do get more hot spells, be aware of things waking up, like hornets and wasps and stuff like that. Your dogs can still get stung. One of our dogs actually got stung on Christmas Day.
Oh, dear.
It was a huge wasp, and it had obviously taken shelter in the wood pile, and mm-hmm. we brought the wood in for the fire inside, and that had warmed the wasp up. Because there's no other way we can imagine, right? And of course, so, you know, Christmas, we're off to the vet first thing with a dog.
Just what you need.
Oh.
Just what you need.
So really, it's about preparing your dog. So I think coming up with fireworks, as you say, there's quite a few going off. We've had quite a few going off already round us.
Yeah.
We've been in the distance. We had a message from your number one listener who said, was it us making all that racket? Because they can hear it where she lives about 8 miles away from us, and obviously she can hear it. It wasn't us, actually. It was the next village over.
Yeah.
But I think our lot comes in a couple of weeks' time. But, you know, once Lewis, I think, is it this weekend that Lewis starts?
Mm.
And I think, aren't they the starter of all the bonfires and all the firework societies?
So, well, it's the culmination, isn't it, on the 5th, which is Saturday, of course. And, I mean, the bonfire season in Sussex goes on from the beginning of September. I do believe it starts in Uckfield, funnily enough, and then works its way round the area. So there have been lots and lots of fireworks to this point, but I mean, unless you're near to these, it's not going to affect your dog. But some of them are obviously letting off rather loud fireworks, and it's not necessarily the firework societies that are doing this. There are all sorts of random bits and pieces of fireworks going off around the place. It's first thing to do, really, I'm guessing, is spot whether your dog is actually terrified by it. Because I remember once I used to have a big Mastiff, and we took him to a firework night once. And, of course, it goes against all the rules of what to do with your dog on fireworks night. But he was completely unfazed by the whole thing, just sat there and watched the display. And some dogs are like that. Other dogs you just wouldn't do that with because it would send them off the scale. I mean, Archie's probably one of them. He doesn't like bangs and loud noises. So it's spotting that your dog isn't going to enjoy fireworks, which is where you've got to step in and make sure they're okay, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. I think the thing is, if you've got your young puppy, we were talking about this at class yesterday, if you've got a young puppy and it hasn't as yet had a bonfire season, be very aware, and you should by now, even if you've had your puppy a few weeks, be aware of what its sort of nervous points are. So if you've got a dog that reacts to the Hoover or the dishwasher or any loud things already, chances are it was going to react to firework night. So you need to sort of get them used to the household noises if they're already nervous about stuff. There's lots of things that you can do. Obviously, you won't necessarily know until it's upon you. Some dogs are absolutely fine with fireworks. They sit in the, you know, in the window and watch them, or they might sit in the garden and watch them. I wouldn't necessarily take them to a firework do anymore. Years ago, possibly, you know, I think we might have even done that years ago,
yeah,
because they were always smaller. But everything's so much bigger. And also it's always the unknown. It seems to be a lot of other people in the mix. But also in the mix, if you're out and about, remember there's food out and about with any of these places. Even if you go to a bonfire display that has no fireworks, be aware with your dog. And even if you go round the place the day after, there's always bits for dogs to pick up. And if you've got a Spaniel or a Labrador, any of these gun dogs, you know, if there's any spent cartridges of these fireworks, please be very careful, because these are the sorts of dogs that pick things up. If you're there when there is a bonfire and you've got no fireworks and you've got a dog with you, be aware of food. There's quite often these little sharp sticks, you know, put food on sticks, or, you know, so those are very dangerous for dogs to get hold of, because they're sharp and piercing. As far as the fireworks itself go, there's lots of things you can do. If you know your dog's stressed, you really need to get yourself sorted before the weekend. So I would say it's a few things you can do. You can ring Helios in Tunbridge Wells that does homeopathic remedies. Talk to them. There are firework remedies that they have, and you can put them in liquid form or pills form, and you can build up. There's also these CDs, look, you tell my age, sorry. Anyway, there are these CDs.
I still use CDs, don't worry.
Good, good. We were talking about it in class and everybody guffawed as if, so what's CDs? It's worse than saying tapes. Anyway, there are these CDs out there called Sound Scary. So there are scary sounds that you can put on, and you put them on at a very low volume. You know, so you've got about a week to crack on with this, but a very low volume and build up and build up. So you can get fireworks, you can get all sorts of things. And if your dog reacts, you've got two choices. You have to know your dog, but with puppies, I think really the best thing is not to comfort them. Don't pick them up and say, there, you're okay, because all you're doing is saying it's okay to be nervous.
That's the old reassurance trick, isn't it?
Absolutely, because then you'll get problems later on. Now, our new little dog, a bit like your guys, from a puppy farm, and you know, we worked very hard with her, and then last summer the local church, for some extraordinary reason, decided to have a firework display, and it was so loud, and we ended up with two rockets in the garden. And our dog, up until that point, was fine with fireworks, and now she's not. So I'm dreading this weekend, because we've never had a dog that's worried about fireworks, but the poor little mite shakes and shakes. So the things that we will do, we've got coats, so it's like a tight wrap. You've got a thing that called a thunder shirt. You can buy one of those.
Love that idea.
A thunder shirt. There's not Thunderbird's shirt, it's just a thunder shirt. So, and you can put that on. But if you've got a regular coat for your dog, you can put it on, but just put it on tightly. We've got a little dog that comes to class. It's very anxious, and she comes trotting in every week with a bright red fleecy jumper on. And she's been brilliant ever since she comes to class. She must be quite hot, if I'm honest.
I would guess that dogs don't have quite the same vanity as humans. But in all of that, I mean, yeah, there are things you can do, but it's about spotting the fact that your dog's uncomfortable in the first place. And there are lots and lots of signs. And one of them, one of the big ones for me, is that the tail is not swishing. It's down hiding between the legs, and the dog's standing there, as you said, shaking and looking at you worried.
Yes, and also puffing and blowing. The tongue is quite often out, but up in a sort of slightly curved up at the edges. Not out as in I'm thirsty and I've been for a long run. That sort of dangly out. It's out but curled up at the sides. So, and the eyes, everything is bulging and looks anxious.
Yeah.
So, yes. So the other thing I would do is put my dog on the lead in the house and just start doing some training exercises. Do some sits, some stays. So what you're doing, you're getting into the dog's head, so there's no room for the sounds and all the other drama. Shut the curtains as well, so they can't see out. That again is dependent upon what you think. Is it better for them to see it? Or really, it does depend on how anxious. Now, if you've got other dogs at home, ideally, that aren't anxious, you should be fine. So it'd be very interesting this year to see now what Peggy, having been fine, is now not fine, what she will be like this weekend, because the other three dogs, one of which is completely deaf, so she didn't hear it anyway, what they will be like and what she will be like, because you often find then the nervous one can make the others nervous. The rule of thumb is that your solid dogs will keep your nervous dog sort of relaxed. But yeah, it depends about the energy of your nervous dog. If your nervous dog is so ramped up, it actually then can distress some of the other dogs. We used to have friends' dogs to stay who lived in Lewis, and because he was terrified of fireworks. And the funniest thing was, he came from Lewis to us, and then we'd have a firework display down the road, but he'd be fine. So, but I think when places like Lewis, it must be terrifying.
It's bad in any of the towns where, certainly in Sussex, where they have the Bonfire Society's firework nights. And I'm sure there are lots of local ones too that, you know, take place in some of the bigger parks, the public fireworks events. Don't take your dogs to them. It's probably not the best place for them. And
I
leave them at home with maybe a little bit of music playing or the television on, so that they can be a bit distracted from the fireworks. But something I didn't know, and because so many people, you read social media and so many people get so upset and excited and sort of, well, anti all the fireworks, and they set about writing things on social media quite angrily. But as far as the law is concerned, of course, they quote all sorts of things. As far as the law is concerned, you can only buy fireworks, apparently, from the 15th of October to the 10th of November for Halloween and Bonfire Night. Well, we've had Halloween. We've got Bonfire to come at the end of the week. And then you can buy them for the 26th to the 31st of December for New Year. And then 3 days before Diwali in October and November, and 3 days before the Chinese New Year in January and February. So you can expect to get fireworks at different times of the year. But because they can only be bought those times, doesn't mean to say they can't be let off at other times.
And so, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And if you know, I mean, it's the social media bit is very good, so it could let you know when there are fireworks. And the other top tip is, if you know the time they're all going to be let off, get your dog fed, watered, weed pooed, get them in from the garden so they don't. It's that the worst thing to do is think, oh gosh, my dog wants a wee. I didn't let it out early enough. And so now it wants to go out for a wee and a poo in the garden. And sure as eggs, the dog will be out there and bang and crash. And you could terrify it forever. It could go under a bush. I mean, there are dogs that have escaped out of gardens because that adrenaline rush can make dogs scale fences that they've never thought of scaling before. Dogs have jumped out of windows. So, you know, it is a huge trauma for dogs. So don't take it lightly, but don't turn it into a drama. Again, you can put the telly on, you can put the radio on, you can do some hoovering, you can dance, jig about and dance. So again, you're distracting the dog. The dog's thinking, oh gosh, I live with this idiot. What are they doing? So at least they'll stop thinking about Alexa, apparently now. You can ask Alexa, if you have such a thing, to play calming music. And a lot of the radio stations, and you probably do as well, they play, you can tag in and get sort of a specific calming stuff for, I think Classic FM are doing it, specific calming stuff for your dog. So you put the radio on. So whether it's calming music, I prefer speak radio for the dogs.
There is a channel for dogs, isn't there, I do believe.
I believe so.
Yeah,
so there you go. There, hook into that, and you're done.
Yeah, I was going to say, find this one, because I mean, dogs actually don't mind. I don't know what they actually see, but there is a channel actually for dogs now, and I'm not quite sure what it shows. Maybe it shows pictures of juicy bones. I don't know.
I was just going to say biscuits, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, that's another thing. Another thing, Tony, obviously, if you give your dogs bones, that's a great thing. If there's a lot of stuff going on, give a dog a bone.
But it's a distraction again, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is all about, it's positive distractions and not turning it into drama. Yeah. But if you get caught short and suddenly the neighbours say, oh, by the way, we're having a firework party, do you want to come? By which time you're screaming, thinking, oh my God. And if you're caught short, some of the best things to do are, as I say, put the music on, get the hoover out, jig about, do some training with the dog on the lead. But as I say, don't cuddle it and say, there. You know, and you can, oddly enough, and we've had this when we've had storms, just all go to bed, just shut the house down. And it's quite early.
Yeah.
Shut the house down and all go to bed.
Yeah.
And they do all relax once we've all sort of gone to bed and our lights are off. Dogs are much more likely to relax. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that and sort of dog walking in all of that as well, because the legal times for fireworks, the only times you can't let fireworks off are between 11 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning, except for on bonfire night and New Year's Eve. Bonfire night is midnight and New Year's Eve and Chinese New Year and Diwali are at 1 o'clock. But, of course, that leaves you a problem. How and when do you walk your dog without getting a surprise? And of course, there is no way to know that. Certainly, with the way things are, so the advice probably would be don't. I mean, because fireworks get let off predominantly in the evenings, it would be walk your dog before dark, I would guess.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say always do that on any of these types of occasions, and also be aware. You know, if it's school holiday times, which is sort of just coming to the end of that, I know, but be aware of of sort of teenagers or young people doing hijinks and throwing those crackers or those bangers on the ground. I know so many people, they've been out with a dog and kids thought it was funny to throw that on the ground, those explosive things, and the dogs have been damaged. I know guide dogs that have been damaged for life for that. So, you know, if you're somebody that hasn't got an animal and you're going to these places or you do these things, just do think of others, because it's such a thing that if your dog was fine and then isn't because of an event like a firework display, and it's so upsetting, because the dog quite often can be stuck with it forever. Last year, as I say, our new little dog was fine. I was out, we were on holiday, and I was out in a village, and there were fireworks going on ahead. They just set off, and I hadn't got home in time, and I thought, oh, golly, this was silly. And they're absolutely fine. No drama at all.
Yeah, if you don't make a fuss yourself and just keep calm, I'm guessing your dogs will. One other thing to add into the mix there is buy a good loud squeaky toy for your dog too. That would be it. The other thing just to mention, of course, it's not just dogs that are bewildered and frightened by fireworks. The wildlife that you find out and about in your gardens and all the rest of it also have trouble with it, and you've got fireworks landing in gardens and stuff. So just make sure if you've got hedgehogs or any other wildlife that you know about that regularly visit your garden, just make sure they're okay.
Yes, I mean, it's for everything. Horses, they have a dreadful time.
Yeah.
So at least we can put all our pets indoors. Make sure you've got your cats in and everything. But it can look spectacular. If they could, a lot of countries actually take the noise out. So you have to have the noiseless ones.
Bangers without a banger, not quite right though, Wendy. Come on, bangers without a banger, not quite right. There though, I'm afraid we have to leave it. I'm going off to sort of wave a sparkler. And if you do have a dog, do check out some things that Wendy's advised here and make sure your dog's okay for November the 5th. And if you're attending a fireworks function, have a good time, but remember the animals. Wendy, for now, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Tony. See you soon.